Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Kamala Harris continued her attack against President Trump last night.
He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election.
But her speech last night is being overshadowed by her boss, Joe Biden, who said this about Trump supporters.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
And that characterization of Trump supporters may sound a little familiar.
You can put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
President Trump had this to say yesterday about Biden's comment.
Please forgive him, these people. It's terrible, terrible. Terrible to say a thing like that, but he really doesn't know. He really, honestly, he doesn't. And I'm convinced that he likes me more than he likes Kamala. Convinced. But that's a terrible thing.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says Biden's comments, just like Hillary's comments, are a gift for the Trump campaign.
You tie this back to Hillary Clinton, her comment on the basket of deplorables that you just played. That was a huge turning point in the 2016 campaign, to which Hillary did not recover, because this just went far beyond criticizing Trump back then. Now you're speaking down to half the country in the most demeaning way possible. And Joe Biden did it again last night, 6 days before an election, and stepping all over Kamala Harris's speech. And Democrats, by the way, guys, have a huge history of doing this. Remember when Barack Obama was caught on a hot mic talking about middle America clinging to their Bibles and guns? Remember earlier in this presidency, when Joe Biden, along with his allies in the media, many other Democrats, kept referring to Trump supporters as extreme, MAGA, dangerous, a threat to democracy.
A Jerusalem-based best-selling author and end-time scholar is warning Christians about what is at stake in next week's election and the consequences of letting our God-given freedoms and liberties slip away. Chad Groening has more.
As we've reported on AFN, a Barna Group research study revealed an apathy among Christians that could result in an estimated 34 million churchgoers deciding to sit out next week's election. Joel Rosenberg is a best-selling author who was a former advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. During an appearance on American Family Radio, he warned believers about what's at stake.
It is a spiritual battle for the direction of the United States of America. Satan is trying to destroy the United States because it is the last best hope of freedom in this world. And if Satan can completely destroy it, there is no superpower in the world who's going to protect the God-given freedoms and liberties if we let them slip away. So we have to do more than we're doing right now. And if there was one week in American history to say, I got to step up, this is the week.
But Rosenberg says it's more than just about the presidential race.
You can't just vote for the presidency of the United States. It's not Trump versus Harris. Conservatives have a chance to pick up the Senate, but we also could lose the House. So every person that's going to vote has to also vote their biblical values for their House and Senate members to make sure that there's a stronger majority in the House and we don't lose that. And that conservatives can retake the Senate.
I'm Chad Groening.
The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. Gains for influential big tech stocks helped mask weakness elsewhere and push the Nasdaq composite up 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, meanwhile, fell to 42,233. More news online at afn.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.